So this project is
nice and loud. We've been recorded. You have one up there, are you? Oh, I see. Right, okay.
So this project is going to deliver a new railway station, which will be 2 miles west of Ramsgate, and will provide improved rail access to both Thanet and the north of Dover district, offering journey times to London of around 1 hour on High Speed 1. The project has a £14 million allocation, which was £10 million from round one of the LGF, with a further £4 million in round 3B. This is towards a total project cost of £34.5 million. To date, no funding has been drawn down against the project due to the existence of a funding gap. However, now a full business case has been brought forward for the full allocation, which sets out a complete funding package. So the aim of the project is to increase the attractiveness of East Kent to employers through unlocking new areas. It's estimated that the delivery of the station will lead to the creation of an additional 400 to 800 jobs over a 30-year period from the station opening, and development of between 1,600 and 3,200 additional homes over the same period. The outcomes will be driven by improved accessibility as well as offering more desirable commuting times to London. At the moment, planning is still outstanding for this project. However, it is expected that the planning application will be determined in May. However, a risk has been identified that this may slip to July. Therefore, recommended that any funding award to the project is dependent upon receipt of planning consent. So, as I mentioned, the cost estimate at Grip Stage 4 for this project is £34.51 million, which includes £10.2 million towards level crossing upgrades, which Network Rail have indicated are required. And a full funding package has now been set out, which includes £14 million from the LGF, £2 million from Thanet District Council, £700,000 from the East Kent Spatial Development Company, and up to £17.81 million from Kent County Council. As is the case with all LGF projects, with work commencing on site in December 2022, with work commencing on site in November 2020 on the required junction construction. Based on this program, in February 2019, five conditions were agreed which projects need to meet if they're going how this project meets these five conditions. So in summary, condition number one regarding clear delivery plan with specific delivery milestones. This is set out in the report and it indicates that work commenced on site in November 2020 on junction works, with the station being constructed between February 21 and May 22, coming into use in December 22 in line with timetable changes. Condition number two, direct link to the delivery of jobs, houses and improved skills levels within the area. So this is one of the key project objectives and it relates number three relates to securing all funding sources for the project. As I've indicated, a full funding package has now been set out for the project and a letter confirming this has been received from Kent County Council. Endorsement from Select Strategic Board. This was considered by the subject to this board being satisfied that the project meets all five of these conditions. The final condition relates to contractual commitments being in place with the construction contractor by the 31st of March 2021. So with this project there are two separate construction elements. The first relates to the highway works, which is team, and it's expected that a contractor will be appointed in July 2020 to allow start of works in November 2020. The second element is the station construction and the car park works. KCC intend to procure the services of Network Rail for this will minimise risk associated with working on the railway network. An implementation agreement will be put in place between Kent County Council and Network Rail in February or March this year, once this LGF funding has been confirmed, which will bring the project forward to delivery. I'll now pass you over to Steve, who will give you an update on the IT assessment of the business case.
Thank you, Helen. Don't only consider the benefit-cost ratio, we also look at the wider business case, and therefore we consider both value for money and the certainty of value for money. Also, broader program. A giveaway for some other agenda items here, but focusing on Thanet Parkway, £40 million of LGF, we consider the scheme to have high value for money and a medium or medium to high certainty of achieving that. First, we'd like to flag around the future of rail franchising. Be aware that there's been the Williams review and there's been extensions to the award of the Southeastern franchise. Again, the commitment to stop trains to serve this railway station was a franchise agreement, the new franchise, which is not yet. I think there's a huge amount more to add on top of what Helen has already said. And has been thoroughly conducted across the five dimensions or cases of business case strategic cases, and the reason for an amber flag on the management dimension is for those reasons around planning permission and around the likelihood of rail services stopping at the station because of uncertainties over rail franchising.
Been through various further parts of process internally within the County Council and the Cabinet on I think it was 27th of January committed to that. So that is a sign that really the only major things. I noticed that the papers also make reference to the requirement from a communication from Section 151 officer. I don't know whether you have actually received it.
Yes, we have received that. Yes, yeah.
Because we had our budget yesterday, and I was going to say I can certainly confirm that the budget was voted through with no amendment related to this. So, but if the 151 officer has already written to you as well, that confirms it. So I think the position is that, as I say, it seems to me entirely rational that the board should wait on the planning element, which is an outstanding risk. Otherwise, this process.
Anyone else want to? Okay, then I'll move on that. So, item six, we are asked to agree that project satisfies the five conditions agreed by the board in February 2019 to allow LGF spend beyond the growth deal period, subject to written receipt of the confirmation from the County Council 151 officer. As we've just heard, that has been received, so that is there and receipt of written confirmation from Kent County Council that planning permission for the project has been granted. Written confirmation should be provided by the 22nd of July at the latest, and our understanding is that's moving forward. So can I have a show of hands, please? That's unanimous. Thank you very much. We're asked to approve the award of £14 million LGF to the delivery of the project, which has been assessed as presenting high value for money with medium certainty of achieving this, subject to the conditions in 2.11 having been met. Can I see a show of hands, please? Thank you. Unanimous. We're asked to note the intention for a grant agreement to be put in place for the transfer of £14 million LGF award to the project. Noted. We're asked to note that no LGF will be transferred to Kent County Council for the delivery of the project until the conditions set out in 2.11 have been satisfied. Noted. Thank you. Moving on to